Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We haven't tested the microphone yet, so we might blow you apart a bit if I speak too loudly. It's lovely to see you, and what a beautiful picture. Have a good look around, and for Ian and for Charlie, we have an absolute spread at the front, about 15 feet, 12 feet, sort of display, and we've got flowers and fruit and banners and smiling people all around. Welcome to those who are listening to the recording or watching us live on stream. This is our Harvest Festival, our Harvest Thanksgiving, a day to say thank you and many other things as well. Thank you all for coming. Particularly good to have our Girls Brigade and Boys Brigade with us, and family and friends. It's a wonderful occasion. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you have called us today to come here, to give thanks to your Father for his provision, for his blessings for us, and for the world. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you show us that everything comes from Jesus, who created all things, who holds everything together. We have nothing without you. So, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would be here today, showing us more of the Father's love, showing us more of Jesus, that we may go out rejoicing. Amen. Amen. Excellent. More people to the party. Welcome. We have a couple of notices. Exciting times coming up. Next week, Messy Church. Who goes to Messy Church? Yes, who prays for Messy Church? Everybody, come on. Everybody should be praying for Messy Church. That's happening next Saturday. The theme is prayer. David's got really excited about it. I saw him running this morning, so David's obviously excited about what's coming up next Saturday. So, Messy Church here. Please come. Please invite. Please pray. 9:30 to 11:15, great times. That's the first thing. Second thing is, the following weekend, we have something coming that we've been waiting a long time for. It's been brewing for a while. There's a group called Heart of Prayer, who started off as a group offering alternative festival, a light festival, to have nothing to do with Halloween, which is all about darkness and evil, and instead to say, no, we're going to proclaim the light of Jesus with fun and activities for children, for adults, and everything else. And they've amazingly, God has brought them to say to us here in Little Paignton, we want to come. If you look on their website, which you'll see on the newsletter and so on we sent out, They're involved in South Africa or other parts of the world and so on. And they have a week of prayer and fasting coming up to this event, which will be happening in 2 weeks' time here in Palace Avenue Gardens. And they believe because of what God is doing here, as we got together on Good Friday, all the different denominations, all different churches to witness, to worship, they say, well, yeah, we want to come and support you. So they've come down, and they're going to support Church 180 and lots of other churches here in Paignton to have an amazing event 2 weekends' time. Friday night will be prayer night here from 7, half night of prayer, probably 7 till midnight-ish. That's going to be here. And then on the Saturday, we're going to be in Palace Avenue Gardens from 12 till 4. There's going to be worship, there's going to be bookstalls, there's going to be all sorts of things going on. And I've asked Claire to tell her particularly about a few things that she knows is going to be happening. Come right up to the mic.
Lou and I are going to be helping to run like a craft store. So Lou's going to be working on doing some glass painting with the adults, where we're going to put little tea lights inside the glass. And then for the children, we're going to be making some little lanterns that are paper-based, but very easy for the children, just to spread Jesus' light throughout the world and throughout Tour Base particularly.
Excellent. There's going to be, I'm told that Jane, anybody know Jane from CBeebies? Do you know Jane from CBeebies? Debbie knows Jane from CBeebies. I'm told that Jane from CBeebies is going to be coming to lead an hour of children's activities. It's just going to be light and life. Because God is not a spoilsport. God doesn't say, I don't want you to have fun. He just says, I don't want you to have fun with evil. I want you to have fun with light and goodness and just brill. So the council said, yeah, go for it. Palace Avenue Gardens, two weekends' time. Further details, posters will be coming. But looking forward to that. I want to say a big thank you now to all the people who have created this beauty around us. And in a moment, there'll be an opportunity for us to bring any other offerings that any of you have still got that haven't been added. We've got South Devon Community Colleges offering here as well. All sorts of, it's just an abundance here. So thank you for that. But one final thing I have to do, it's birthday time. I'm told that a certain almost five-year-old has a birthday tomorrow. Yeah, that's Ellie. No one else has a birthday today. When's your birthday?
Thursday.
And what's Thursday? Excuse me. So Beth's birthday Thursday and Ellie. Sorry. Beth? Who's Beth? Sorry, my brain's gone addled. Grace, I do apologize. I don't know who Beth is, but Grace has got a birthday on Thursday. So Grace and Ellie, nobody else I've missed, have I? So could we have a happy birthday for Ellie and Grace, or Grace and Ellie, whichever way you want to do it. Excellent. Excellent. I can hear the echo there. That's playing well, isn't it? We're obviously singing very well. David's giving us a test of it. Right. Harvest. Why do we have harvest? And why now? Harvest has always been a time of great celebration. So much hard work has been put into the ground throughout the year. And then the time comes for the harvest to bring it in. Harvest Thanksgiving goes back thousands and thousands of years, all the way back to God's covenant, his promise with Noah and all living creatures of every kind. Who's a living creature here? Everyone, exactly. Have we got any spiders in the house? Yes. And there'll be some flies around and some mold and a few others. There's living creatures. God's covenant was with Noah and all living creatures. It includes us. God promised that never again will the waters become a flood that destroys all life. We've seen floods during this week, haven't we? We've seen lots of floods. But God has said they will never again destroy all life. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. God's covenant. And because God said it, it's done. That covenant doesn't depend on us, whether we're evil or good. That is it. It will always be the way. God has promised to uphold the vital rhythm of the seasons and the days while the earth remains. He holds it all together. Now, I want to ask children first, because you're here in front of me. What harvest are you particularly thankful for? What harvest of food do you thank? Thank God we have a harvest of. Have a think, what's your favorite food? Ellie, what's your favorite food?
I like biscuits.
You like biscuits? What harvest do we need for biscuits? Flour, wheat. Wheat harvest. Eric, what harvest are you grateful for?
God.
God's harvest. Everything. What about you, Edward? What do you enjoy eating or drinking? We got the particular? What's your favorite?
Pasta.
Pasta. Thank God for that. What do we need for, what harvest do we need for pasta? Wheat again. Yeah? How about you guys? What do you like to eat? It could be anything. Yes. No? What do you fancy? What do you like? Does anybody grateful for the cocoa bean harvest that produces chocolate? Ah, there we are, you see. What other harvest? Come on, tell me what about. Yes, Angela, what harvest?
Carrots.
Carrots. Eric.
Fish.
Ooh, fish in the sea. A harvest of the sea. Yes, David.
Sunday lunch.
Sunday lunch. What harvest do we need for Sunday lunch? Tell us a bit more.
We need roast beef and Yorkshire pudding.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, God, Joan at the back here. Come on in, Joan.
Fruit.
Fruit. Fruit. I particularly am grateful for the grape harvest. Somebody came for us for dinner yesterday, and they brought me a bottle of Pinotage red wine. What harvest do I need for that? Grapes. Grape and yeast. So, and just look at this display. How many things have been harvested here? There's more behind. It's an absolute, well, there's milk here. We need grass for milk. They said, you got black cows eating green grass produces white milk. It should produce green milk, shouldn't it? It's just amazing. We have an amazing harvest. Has anybody got anything else to add to the harvest display? Have you got anything you need to bring forward? Do bring them forward now. Just put them right in the front row so we don't bash anything about. If you've got anything else, bring it up right now if you would. Very much. It is really good. Wonderful. Before we go any further into our service, we need to thank God for the harvest that He has provided for us. The Lord is trustworthy in all He promises, and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Lord, we thank you for what you have provided for us here, what you have provided for the whole world, what you have provided for every living thing. You open your hand generously. Thank you, Lord, that you have enabled us to see that it comes from you and to be generous in bringing it for others. Lord, may we always give you praise and glory, and always remember to be thankful. Amen. We have a time of sung worship now. Feel free to sit or stand. Eileen has very kindly transposed down, reduced the notes on some of our songs, because at Harvest, for some reason, two of our main Harvest hymns are ridiculously high, and you can't sing them. So now, we can. So we're going to start with a wonderful hymn. We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He uses us in the harvest. He uses us in the seed time and the harvest. But without him, nothing would grow. Let's worship.
Fed and watered by God's own.
That's a powerful word to say, isn't it? Forever. God is faithful forever. He has always been faithful. He is faithful today. And he will be faithful forever. And that's why we worship God. Great is thy faithfulness. Normally at this point in our service, we take up our offering, which we will do today. And that's where we give something of our what we've received financially from God. We bring it forward to give them to God's hands to bless the community. And we'll today, as we bring up our financial offering, we're going to pray a blessing on that and also on this food, which is going to be given away. So let's take up our offering now. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for what you've given us. And we give you our offering here. And Lord, even what we've put in the bags here and what is here in this wonderful display is not enough to feed and bless the people that need feeding and blessing. But you can multiply these gifts, we pray. Thank you for your word about the loaves and fishes. And we pray that as these gifts are offered, you will multiply them and feed others who will feed others who will feed others, that many will know of your great love and care and faithfulness. Amen. 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 I don't know where I'm going to put it, because it's just wonderful. This side, thank you. There you go. Isn't it lovely to run out of space for the blessings that God gives? Now, you would have seen envelopes on your chairs when you came in today. Every year, at this time, when we come to harvest, we make use of the resources that have been provided by BMS World Mission, Baptist Missionary Society World Mission. They help us to think about another part of the world where people just like us need a harvest. Sometimes it's in a climate that's much more difficult. Bangladesh is the country this time, and there's a prayer request actually on the board outside talking about what's going on in Bangladesh, a place often that is flooded and so on. And so we have an opportunity not only to give to our local community, which is important, charity begins at home, but also to bless people in a completely distant land. Has anybody been to Bangladesh? No one's been to Bangladesh. So this is a country none of us have ever seen in person. And yet, by giving money to Baptist World Mission, because of the channels they have, the links they have, the partnerships they have, built up over hundreds of years, we have an opportunity to safely bless people in another part of the world. So if you want to put something in today, fine. If you want to bring it back over the next couple of weeks, these will go in the offerings. If we run out of envelopes, we can have some just write on an unmarked envelope, just write on BMS, and that's what we'll do. But we're going to start today, because we don't know much about Bangladesh, we're going to start with a quiz. And the idea of this quiz is we're going to help discover something about Bangladesh. And I'm going to write down your answers and see which is right, which is going to be fun. So could we have our first question, please? Right. Bina and James love visiting people who work on the plantations. How much tea did Bangladesh produce in 2023? 500,000 tons, 1,000,000 tons, or 2,000,000 tons? So hands up for 500,000. Hands up for 1,000,000. Hands up for 2,000,000. Right, that's a C. Right. Question two. Bangladesh is a tropical country where you can grow lots of fruit. Joan's happy. Fruit harvest. What are the fruit in the picture? Are they pineapple and papayas, pineapple and guavas, or durians and papayas? That's a tricky one. Who thinks it's pineapples and papayas? Couple? Pineapple and guavas. Durians and papayas. Ooh, that's C again. Okay, next one. What is the most widely spoken language in Bangladesh? Is it English, Urdu, or Bangla? So, English. Nope. Urdu. Quite a lot. Bangla. Bangla wins. C. We're all on the C's. Number four. Binna and James bring food and clean water to villages that have been flooded. Climate change is making flooding in Bangladesh worse. How many people were affected by flooding in August last year? Got 2 million, 1.2 million, or 500,000? So, 2 million people. Who thinks it's 2 million people? 1.2 million? 500,000. That's a B. Okay, doing well. Now my question, number five. That's the one. The people of Bangladesh belong to many cultures and faiths. What is the most practiced religion in Bangladesh? Christianity, Hinduism, or Islam? Who thinks it's Christianity? Who thinks Hinduism? Who thinks Islam? Ooh, BC, could be either. Next one, please, Joan. Many girls in Bangladesh are forced into marriage below the age of 15. What percentage of girls in Bangladesh under the age of 15 are married? Who's under 15 here? And girls. Yes, we have a few. We've got under 15s, but we've got girls. So, the question is what percentage of girls? So, out of 100 girls, how many are married? 15, 5, or 20? 15? 5? 20? You think 20, so that's C again. And then, next one. Bina and James, who we're going to see in this video in a moment, how much does it cost for Bina and James to visit a village and share the good news about Jesus Christ? Is it £1,000, £200, or £15? So, £1,000, £200, £15. Okay, I don't know if there's any more questions. Let's keep going. That's it. Here come the answers. Right, okay. So, Joan, if you carry on. It was 1 million tons, so we said 2. So we got that one wrong. Never mind. Next one. The fruit was pineapples and papayas. Who said that? Not many. Oh, well done. We didn't get that right as well as church. Never mind. The next one. The language is Bangla. Yay, we got one right. Next one. There's 1.2 million people affected by the flood. We got that one right. So that's not bad. Interesting, this one. The most practiced religion in Bangladesh is Islam, not Hinduism. You weren't sure which either way there. Got a half a point for that one. And then the next question. Oh, sorry, we're here. So, and where is the others of a bit of fun? This is really important, isn't it? If you think in your class at school, if you've got 30 children in your class, five out of those 30 will be married before they're 15. Forced into marriage. So it's a big thing. So the next question is how much it costs. And I don't know if you can see there, the green is C. Just £15 enables Binna and James to go to a village to tell people about Jesus. If you put £15 in that envelope, a whole village, will hear about Jesus. That's the difference we can make. Thank you, Joan, very much for that. We're going to... people in Bangladesh What do they need? What things do people in Bangladesh need? Yes. Food? What else do they need? Water. Clean water. What else do they need? Yes? Shelter. A dry house. They need loving families. They need good government. They need health care. They need clothes. But they also need more. They need help, but they need everlasting hope. Everlasting hope. They need Jesus, who describes himself as the bread of life. Jesus is very concerned about our life here on earth. That's why we celebrate harvest. Jesus wants us to have food and drink and shelter. But he also wants us to be in his family forever. In heaven, with him for eternity. Jesus fed that crowd of 5,000 men and the women and the children. And he said, the truth is, you want to be with me because I fed you. Not because you saw the miraculous sign. But you should not be so concerned about things, perishable things, like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that I, the Son of Man, will give you. For God has sent me for that very purpose. I am the bread of life. No one who comes to me will ever be hungry again. What an amazing statement. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Those who believe in me will never thirst. This is the message of everlasting hope that we have as God's people to share with the world. And we're going to see now how James and Binna, who we've been hearing about, they are concerned in Bangladesh with offering practical help and everlasting hope. We can have our video. Thank you.
Ami Binna Rai.
I am Binna. My husband James and I are helping people in Bangladesh discover the hope of Jesus. Bangladesh is a remarkably beautiful place, and there are numerous opportunities for God's work in this land. I feel a calling to visit the areas where God's message has yet to reach, to proclaim Jesus' name and to share the gospel. Working among the tea plantation workers here is something I deeply cherish. The people of Bangladesh are experiencing significant poverty, often struggling with food insecurity. Many children are unable to attend school. Women especially face discrimination and lag behind in education.
The individuals I encounter in my missionary work often lead sorrowful lives. I offer encouragement, share the gospel with them, and pray for their well-being. Through this, many individuals find hope and strength, and numerous people have come to believe in Jesus.
We love James and Binna very much. They visit our family 2 or 3 times a week, and we pray together.
Before James and Binna came here to the tea gardens, we did not know anything about Jesus Christ. We were in a bad situation. But after embracing Christianity, we feel that things have improved in our daily lives. When the flood came and destroyed some houses in our village, we faced many problems and could not work. Our biggest challenge was not having any food. But James and Binna supported us greatly by providing rice and other food. We faced discrimination after embracing Christianity, as there are only 2 Christian families in our village.
We endured a lot of trouble, but James and Binna offered us help. We feel a lot better now.
When I witness the personal transformation of families due to my efforts, it brings immense joy and encouragement, reinforcing my belief that God is actively at work in these places. I hold a deep affection for this region and its people.
Christians and non-Christians seek our help, and we witness the power of prayer in their lives. many individuals have embraced Christianity and are eager to learn more. I feel called to work, particularly with the children, whom I love deeply because education plays a crucial role in this transformation. Children who previously did not attend school are now enrolled, and we see remarkable progress in their lives. I aspire for them to receive a quality education and pursue their dreams of becoming teachers or doctors. I believe it is my calling from God to support and guide them towards a better future. It fills me with pride to know that I am making a difference. There are many places across Bangladesh where people are facing challenges and hardships. We are needed in these places to spread the message of Christ.
For us, watching James and Bina in their ministry is a real privilege. We are astounded by them. They have a really clear vision from God, and they work tirelessly to take the good news across the tea gardens.
People like James and Bina bring hope to communities. They share love and gain the respect of people. So imagine how great it would be if we could equip more people like James and Bina to work across Bangladesh.
The plans that we have is to set up a training centre where we train couples specifically to go into areas so they can do outreach. We're going to train them in some community skills so that they can bring holistic mission into the areas where they're working.
Our vision over the next 5 years is to train at least 120 people and support them in being messengers of hope.
Your gift of £15 could help us train more people like James and Bina so that we can bring the good news of Jesus across Bangladesh. Will you give so that people who've never heard about Jesus before can hear about him for the first time?
Your gifts and prayers really will help to transform lives across Bangladesh.
It's good to see it in action, isn't it? And it's giving and praying. And we're going to do the praying now. We've got a reflective video that's going to come up, just expressing some of the things we could pray for. And then we're going to have a PowerPoint so we can actually pray into the things we've just heard about. So if we could have the reflective one, please.
Pray Paul's prayer for the Ephesians over Bina, James, and the future inspiring evangelists you'll be supporting through your gifts to seek first the kingdom. Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Pray for more Christians to come forward to serve in remote and unreached parts of Bangladesh. Pray for the BMS supported training program, that it will effectively equip faithful men and women to share help and everlasting hope across Bangladesh. Pray for protection over these evangelists and the new believers they're supporting, many of whom face persecution. Pray for families who are living with the constant threat of flooding. Pray that the BMS supported team will be a lifeline for as many people as possible. Pray for many thousands of people to come to know Jesus and experience the abundant life only he can provide.
If we can go on to the PowerPoint, and we'll just click on one slide at a time. We've got an opportunity for one or two to pray for these things. This is an opportunity. We can join in now in praying that prayer of Ephesians. If we can go on to the next slide, and we'll pray this together. If you go on to the next one, thank you. Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Next one, thank you. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Thank you. Our next slide. So let's pray for more Christians to come forward to serve in remote and unreached parts of Bangladesh. Let's just hold that slide there. Let's go back if you would, Joan. That's it. Let's just hold that there and let's pray. Amen. And we pray for those people in Bangladesh itself who've come to faith, that they will realize that having received, they now need to give. And they need to go to the other places that they don't know in their own country. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's go on to our next slide and the next one. Pray for the BMS World Mission Supported Training Program, that it will effectively equip men and women to share help and everlasting hope across Bangladesh. There was 120 people. That was what they were asking for. So let's pray specifically for that now. Amen.
Father, I pray for that first person that comes forward.
Yes, Lord.
The one who comes to church, comes through,
yep.
Comes forward.
Yes, Lord.
And you look back at a few months and you've got to be crazy.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we know that there were 120 gathered in that upper room when the Holy Spirit came upon them. And so we pray for your Holy Spirit to come upon these 120 people, that they will do nothing in their own strength, but they will go out in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Our next slide, please. And the next one. Let's pray for protection over these evangelists and the new believers they're supporting, many of whom face persecution. Let's do that now. Amen. Lord, we pray for that couple we've just seen in the video who have received you into their lives. We pray that they may be protected, but also they may advance, that they may witness to you. Lord, we pray that they will remain true to you, and roots will go deep down into you. Amen. And our next slide. Pray for families who are living with the constant threat of flooding. Pray that the BMS supported team will be a lifeline for as many people as possible. Amen. Amen. And our next slide. Thank you, Jan. Pray for many thousands of people to come to know Jesus and experience the abundant life only He can provide. Lord, flood relief is not enough. Daily food is not enough. Abundant life is what you came for. And this is our prayer for Bangladesh. This is a prayer that the country that is known to be one of the poorest will be known to be a place of abundant life. Lord, I thank you for the description in the beginning of that video that Bangladesh is a beautiful country. I've never thought of it as a beautiful country. We only see it as a flooded country, a poor country, a country that pulls apart dead ships and other things. And just, Lord, I pray we will see abundance and beauty in Bangladesh. Amen. Thank you, Joan, very much. Thank you for your prayers. So, we've been praying for Bangladesh, making a difference over there. Even though you don't may not realize, because we've been praying, already blessings are pouring out in Bangladesh. But we can also do stuff here. And I was asking God to give us a song that would help connect what we've just been praying about and what we're going to be thinking about in a moment before we finish our service, which is what we can do. And this is a song I think we've done with the Girls Brigade before. We've done it in the church before. And do feel free to grab the instruments again, because this is a celebratory song. I am part of God's plan. Every one of us can be too, be part of His plan. We'll probably sing this twice through, Joan, right the way through. Feel free to dance if it suits. Wonderful. So, just a few words to share with you from God's Word. We're going to have a reading in a moment from Summer Rae. I'll give you a microphone so you've got it all ready. There you go. I'll let you know when we need it. Thank you. The message that I'm sharing with you is not mine. It's a gift from a man called Reverend Barnabas Hembron. He's mission coordinator with the Bangladesh Church in Sangar and a BMS-supported worker. And he had the conversation with Peter, who is one of the person we saw in the video, who was previously minister at World Baptist Church. Fun enough, a place I went to about 6 years ago. And he had a conversation with him, and out of that has come this message. So we've been given a gift today of a Bible message from Bangladesh to help us understand. We're the same. We're God's children reaching out with the message of Jesus. And so the fact that he's in Bangladesh, he still has something to say to us here in Paignton. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Bangladesh is a beautiful country, and God loves this country. There are 52 ethnic groups within Bangladesh and thousands of small villages. Because many people are poor, they move to the city seeking a better life. For me, this is a picture of what is happening inside people. They're seeking something better spiritually. Thankfully, we are free to seek, and this is a blessing and an opportunity. As a Christian minority, less than 1% of the population in Bangladesh, the government protects us. That's an interesting thing to know. The government protects the Christian minority in Bangladesh, often not the case. There is no restriction to sharing the gospel. But at the same time, there can be many problems locally. Sometimes the message of Jesus can be shared openly, and another time it's hidden and opposed. Sometimes the message of Jesus can be shared openly, other times hidden and opposed. We also experience many challenges with injustice and corruption. It's not easy for believers, but Christian people are generally known for being just and honest. That's a good thing, isn't it? They're known for being just and honest. So you can see that in our country, the opportunities and challenges, the good and the bad, the different cultures, languages, and religions are mixed together. And that reminds us of a parable that Jesus told. It's a parable of the kingdom. And our reading is of Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30. And Summer Ray is going to read that for us. If you want to follow it, we'll just give them a moment to look it up. It's page 979 in our Bibles. And Summer Ray, one of our girls' brigade, is going to read it for us. Thank you. Eat it like an ice cream. Perfect.
Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seeds in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weed also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seeds in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them out?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will let the harvesters know. First, collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn."
Thank you very much. When I read this parable of wheat and weeds growing together, I think of the villages that I worked in Bangladesh. Maybe there are 20 families in a village, and maybe 7 families have received Christ. Others have not. There is a church pastor, and there is a village leader and committee. So in the village, there are two parts. They are trying to live together. This parable helps me understand how to work in these villages and how to live in this world. This is what I see. And this is the man from Bangladesh talking, but we can hear, I think, from what he's sharing, what we can see in our community right now. First, I should remember to give time. "Sir, the field where you planted that good seed is full of weeds. Where do they come from? Should we pull them out?" I think Jesus is giving us an example. When the workers asked the farmer, "Should we pull out the weeds?" Jesus gives time. Our instruction is we should give time. I say to our people, you must not leave them. The Christians mustn't come out of these villages. You must not uproot them or uproot yourselves. Give time for change to happen, because final judgment belongs to God. As a disciple, when life is often difficult, often I want to remove myself or get rid of others suddenly. But Jesus does not tell us to do that. In that circumstance, I encourage the believers not to blame, not to accuse, just continue to love and invite people to eat together, to meet together, to celebrate and to share together. In this way, we offer love and we give more time. Give time. We may get tired and short of patience, but remember, Jesus' time and our time are not the same. Now, I'm looking behind me because God told Leslie again this morning, when's this lump going to go? Soon. Thanks God for that. That's really helpful. How soon is soon? God's timing, as Suzanne always tells us, is perfect. So, give time. Secondly, many good things are hidden from our sight. Many years ago, God gave me a word, watch out for the hidden communities. When you get there, you'll see that there are people worshiping God. No, you'll uproot the wheat if you do. Let them grow together until the harvest. In this story, I remember in many places there are hidden believers. There are things that we do not see. If we work and push to extremes, then maybe we will uproot those good things which are hidden. We don't see everything. Like the prophet Jonah, we can misread the situation and be too fast in judgment and miss what God is doing or what God wants. We should not judge what God does not judge. Many good things are hidden, and we should be careful not to uproot them. Things are going on right here and now in Girls Brigade, in Boys Brigade, in our messy church, in our activities, in our community, in your neighborhood, people you know. You don't know what's happening in your neighbor's life and how close they are to the kingdom. They've seen you. They've watched you. They're waiting for you to perhaps invite them or to love them or to pray for them. There are hidden things. Many good things are hidden from our sight. Thirdly, we should be motivated by love. Let them grow together until the harvest, then I will tell the harvesters to sort out the weeds. I like to encourage our people to act lovingly and not hastily. The workers want to act quickly, and because they're angry, they say, "Sir, where do all these weeds come from?" They quickly want to judge and pull out the weeds. Because of our fixed ideas, we separate quickly between good and bad, heaven and hell. And easily we put people into different groups and stop loving. Jesus' method is to say that hasty removal is not good. Jesus' method is that only when he says it is time, that it is time. And he's the one who will do the judgment. And in the end, he will put things right, not for us to do. We should always make sure that we are motivated by love. And we should offer life. That's simple, isn't it? We love and we offer life. In 2 weeks' time, when we're doing that wonderful festival, we're not fighting the darkness. We're not condemning those who are doing Halloween stuff. We're not putting them down. We're saying, no, there's something better. We're offering you light and life. Go to the people, don't hate them. Offer and receive hospitality. Love them. We know that some practices are wrong, but we should pray and love. Fourth, and this is very appropriate to come last, wake up! That's what it says. We need to wake up spiritually. That night when the workers slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat and then slipped away. The final thing I notice is that when we are asleep, it is then that the enemy is at work. We need to wake up spiritually, because if we're spiritually sleeping, then bad things can grow up. If the church is asleep, Then look what's going on around. It just grows up. You know what happens if you don't watch out the weeds, don't you? It is important to encourage our people to be awake spiritually, to resist the enemy, and to pray. The enemy leads people down dark and wrong pathways. Five times every day in Bangladesh, we hear the Muslim call to prayer. It makes a loud noise across the city from the loudspeakers on the minarets. Our Muslim neighbors believe that the loud call drives away the enemy. This can also be a good reminder to us that to be awake is important. When we proclaim the love of Jesus, it is powerful, and we should not be silent, and we must not be asleep. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom." He told this kingdom parable to teach us about our lives in the world. Wake up. A couple of weeks ago, I may have had COVID, I'm not sure, but with all that's been going on, I just wanted to sit in the settee at home and just sort of close my eyes, which is very unusual for me. Leslie was most concerned this was the beginning of the end. And God has said no. But it'd be so easy just to say, "Oh, I'm feeling tired now. I'll stop now. I'll just let things." We have to wake up. One of the things about the praying and fasting that's been happening, and the praying and the fasting will happen coming up, is it helps people be alert and awake and focused. And so we need to help each other keep awake, because this is a time for awakeness and advancing. This is not a time for sleeping. Resting, yes, not sleeping. Wake up to the evil of the darkness around us and be the light of Christ in it. Our prayer, this is this gentleman speaking, our prayer is for all the seeking people in Bangladesh and in all the different countries of the world, that many more will find care and peace and justice through Jesus. His prayer includes us here in Paignton in the UK. And the phrase, "help and everlasting hope," has registered with me through all the stuff that we've been hearing. There's practical help and everlasting hope. You need both. God wants people fed to keep them alive, and he wants them to have everlasting hope to be alive forever. So we're going to pray now for these things that we've just been praying for Bangladesh to be right here now. Let's pray for us. Let's pray. "Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he's called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Lord, I pray for more Christians to come forward to serve in remote and unreached parts of Paignton and Torbay. Those streets where nobody goes, where there's no light shining for Jesus. We pray for more Christians to come forward. We pray that our church family, our Paignton church family, will effectively equip faithful men and women to share help and everlasting hope in our community. We pray particularly for this weekend event in 2 weeks' time, that your light will shine, that people will hear your word that produces faith. Lord, we pray for protection over these evangelists, these people that you are equipping to share the word. and the new believers they're supporting. Lord, we thank you for many who've come to faith in the last few days, right here in our community. We pray that you would support them as they face persecution in their families or in their workplaces. And we also pray for families who are living with the constant threat of lack of food, lack of money, physical and mental health problems. Lord, we are surrounded by people who are living hand to mouth, who have no money in savings, who when a bill comes, don't know where to turn. We're surrounded by people who don't eat three meals a day. We know there are people in our communities who share a toothbrush, one toothbrush between the family. Lord, we pray that we will be a lifeline for as many people as possible, guided by your Spirit. And we also pray for many thousands of people to come to know Jesus and experience the abundant life only He can provide. Amen. Our final song is Come Ye Thankful People Come. I haven't sung it for a while because it says too high. It's going to come down so you can sing. And this talks about bringing the eternal harvest home. This is what we've just been thinking about. It's our last song.
Oh,
May God equip and power us all to give practical help and everlasting hope to the world that he loves and that he sent Jesus to save. Amen.